Blog Talk Radio.
Time does fly when you're having a great time. Do you realize that the countdown to Election Day, today is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and on Tuesday, we will all go to vote. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine your voice being heard around the world. There are listeners all over the world. And I love it when I get calls from Australia, Japan, England, Ireland, and even in the States. The call-in number is, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. I'll give that to you one more time. 347-637-3789. And this is your chance to weigh in, to let your voice be heard before the election on the 8th. And please, don't tell me that you're not going to vote. Chicken Little, Chicken Little, I want every single one of you to assert your right as a citizen to vote. You could vote early. I already voted. You know, I moved from Illinois to Wisconsin, and yeah, I am settling in. I love my new abode. This show isn't about me. It's about you. Voting. It's an individual expression of preference in changing or reaching a decision. What are you going to do about it? I mean, there's no doubt that the 2016 presidential election will greatly impact the future of our Second Amendment. You have a decision to make. We know this election is hotly contested, but what have you got to say about it? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Let your voice be heard. Who do you think is going to win? And why? I just got off television. I wanted to see what was going on. And, of course, the estrogen part of it is running nasty ads about testosterone. But I wonder if she ever looked at her background with her husband, that she, Bill, her husband. How can we forget? And yet I found it strange that Trump didn't address that. By the way, I dislike all politicians equally, and no one will ever know who I voted for. But stop and think about this. I kept waiting for, even during the debates, never brought up the sordid background of Bill Clinton. How does he sleep at night? How do any of them sleep at night? Because, you know, I see the election or politicians, I equate it to a love affair. When he or she, you see your soulmate, aren't you on your best behavior? Won't you say anything or do anything just to get their attention and their love? Oh, and the announcement, the engagement is just beautiful. The wedding, fanfare. And then you settle in to the routine of husband and wife. And I think it was Inez Robb who said, the roast beef has to be on the table. And then all of a sudden, you feel very secure knowing that you're in this God-given soulmate relationship. And then we see the dark side of your personality. And of course, with politics, all of these grasshoppers that are elected, once they get to Washington and they realize how strong the old guard is, they have to relent. They can't fight it alone. No guts, no glory. Sidebar. Do you think we should have term limits for politicians? Now, you know that Mark Twain said age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. But how bright are their minds? How clear are their minds? What era are they living in? Let your voice be heard. Now, this is the only time. Well, I'll open the lines again on Tuesday. But this is your perfect time for you to weigh in and to share your vision, your passion. You know, it's going to affect our children, and they are our future. The call-in number is 347-637-3789, and you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You know, all the shows are archived. Log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And click on November 4th. Let your voice be heard. Let your passion be heard. Give a voice to your passion. Now, after the show is over with, you could log on. Again, I told you. It is blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And yeah, I do repeat many things over and over again, repetition, because the interest span of a human being is 5 to 8 seconds. And I'm going to remind you again, if you don't vote, you don't get to complain. Circa 2016. And it has to do with the Second Amendment. And I'll talk about that after I finish my other little PSAs and acknowledgments. A call to action. Did you know that Blog Talk Internet Radio is a powerful marketing tool? And it's a learning curve. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. That's Dr. Seuss. And there's no one youer than you. Would you like to have your own half-hour talk radio show that you could use as a marketing tool? Because, you see, once you're off the air with me, once the show is fini, complete, I get the link. They email me the link, and I forward it to you. And I encourage you to forward it to your email database and ask them to forward it to their email database, and on and on and on and on. And in minutes, darlings, in minutes, you have circled the world. There is a small fee, but do you think you could take an ad in the paper without paying for it? But now, just imagine. I don't know what your business is, your service or your product. You might have an invention that could change the world. I don't know. But are you giving a voice to your passion while advertising in newspaper, which is fine, or in generic radio, which is fine? But don't you want the world to hear about you? The world is waiting for you. Circa 2016, timing is everything, and the time is now. Entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, all of you that are retired. Oh, they're doing some improvements in the facility that I'm living in, and I just love it here in Lake Geneva. And when I was talking to the gentleman, I could tell that he was up in his years, and I was talking, asking him just general things. He said, look, I'm 67. There's no way I'm going to retire. And I said, well, why is that? He said, because I'll die. And he said, have you done your homework? And I said, well, I want to hear your take on it. And he said, I've read too many stories. If you don't have a purpose, if you don't have something to do, something to get up for, you just vegetate. You stagnate. You ain't going nowhere. Now, you, with your dream still dancing in your heart, I could make it happen. Your very own half-hour radio show. You're the star. You're going to share your story with the world. It's yours, your way. You own it. Broadcasting on Live with Kathy. It's a powerful marketing tool. It's exploding. Best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline or a sophisticated cell phone. Yep, it's archived. I email you the link. And you know what to do in minutes. Your voice, your show, your message will be heard locally, nationally. And in minutes, your show will circle the world. You can choose your day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Time is flexible. But there are no loose cannons, darling. Oh, no, 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 no. I email you, you email me, and we get the telephone number. And then we do a rehearsal, and I send you bullet points. Because, you see, my job is to make you look good. But your job is to make it the best in the whole world. Because I can't control your voice. I can't control your passion. There is a one-time modest fee. You could have one show. You could have 10 shows. And they're all yours. The formula to successful PR and marketing is exposure, name recognition, repetition, repetition, repetition. I'd love to work with you. And I would love to assist you in sharing your passion on Live with Kathy. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. That's kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure. You will now be able to say I have my own radio show. And it was magic. It was magic. Countdown to Election Day. Did you vote? Did you vote early, absentee? Are you going to vote? Well, just think about that while I take a moment to recognize and acknowledge my sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners. Imagine giving a voice as they did to their passion. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove with ironworkers. To learn more, log on impact.org. I mean, can't you just feel the energy? The brotherhood and sisterhood of the ironworkers at Impact? They're titanics, shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Log on impact-net.org. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Maybe you're at this point in your life where, and this is for you guys and gals, where you just don't quite know what you want to do. Log on ironworkers.org because you do have to qualify. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the International Consortium of Ironworkers, the Domperion of the Trades. Now, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics reveal not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Arlington Heights Tax. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. Do you have a little issue that you would like to check with him, financial? You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. My self-published book is an e-book and soft copy. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. This very minute, no expensive operations or equipment. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. In the Elixir, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my secrets for de-stressing our bodies. We've got to move the toxins out. Move them out. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins in the body. I know how to get rid of them. Oh, by the way, sidebar, I just had my physical and eye exam passed with flying colors. And both of the professionals wanted to know what my secret was. And I said, I am so glad you asked. What took you so long? Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, and log on simplyageless.net, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And be sure to click on the video and see the performance of Roger Plummer and I in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, soul songs in Shakespeare. Wait till you hear his voice. Our bags are packed. We will traverse the Serengeti and the Masai Mara. We will sit at the foothill of Mount Kilimanjaro. We will be at the Empire State. We will travel. Of course, rates are individually assessed. Now, while you're on my site, click on books, and you'll see the Elixir. You could read one of the chapters. And then go on down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We bared our soul to help you enjoy your life like it's golden. Yeah, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. Raymond Charles Barker said the danger of middle age and aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. You see, my mission and passion is to redefine, to change the perception of aging in America and globally. I refuse to take glamour aging. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and institutionalized, but never glamorized. Oh, you could be absolutely stunning and handsome by the choices you make in your life. This week, when you log on to hear the shows, go to November 2nd, Healthy Aging. Huh. And yesterday it was, What Are You Waiting For? And of course, today I'm focusing on the election. Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire. She survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer, and she's enjoying her life. Wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, nonfiction. Now remember, the Elixir is nonfiction. So is the Elixir of Youth, nonfiction, and choices, all true stories to help you embrace your life. You know, you were mandated. You woke up this morning. Was it good God it's morning or good morning God? You have a place to fill. If you don't fill it, who will? Get out of your comfort zone. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. Do you know they're exploding? I'm not going to go into it because I went into it all of this week. You don't need a college degree. You are smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. What about you? I don't care what your age is. I don't care if you're retired. I don't care if you've been downsized, solopreneur. But what is that dream? Have you always had that dream? Do you want to write a book? Get in touch with me. I have the formula. You have to have a business plan. And this is what you need to do if you want to be your own boss. Oh, there is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. And it's great for the kids. Make it a family affair. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And it's always my pleasure. Now, today's topic, let your voice be heard. I'm inviting you to call in. 347-637-3789. Yeah, you got to vote. You could vote early and often. I'm just kidding. But I want you to know, when I went to the village hall here and I said, I'm here to cast my vote. That was last week, or was it this week? I don't remember. Doesn't matter. I just felt so empowered. My vote will make a decision. Now, I don't know who's going to win. I told you, I dislike all politicians equally. But we have to make a choice, don't we? Let your voice be heard. And it has to do with the Second Amendment. Shall I go on and on and on? There is no doubt that the 2016 presidential election will greatly impact the future of our Second Amendment. Do any of you know what the Second Amendment is? Do you know when it gave birth? Do you know anything about the election? We know it's hotly contested, but you have a voice. You have a voice. The Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects the rights of the people to keep, rights of the keep to keep and bear arms, was adopted on December 15th, 1791. Protects the rights to keep and bear arms, December 15th. 1791. Now today, bring it closer to home, the Second Amendment has been interpreted to grant the right of gun ownership to individuals for purposes that include self-defense. How do you feel about that? Do you own a gun? You do? Why? And if not, are you considering buying a gun for protection? And why? And all I could see are these nummy nuts. Buying a gun, putting it out of the reach of children. There is a grave response. I don't care what your choice is. But if you choose to own a gun, you have a grave responsibility to keep it out of the hands of teenagers, children, and those that are a little bit not clear on the beauty of being in America. circa 2016. The Second Amendment to the United States Constitution reads, a well-regulated militia, we interpret militia as civilian soldiers, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms will not be infringed. And that means violate another's right or privilege. So tell me, all of you listeners, are you centered? Are you solid in your decision? How do you feel about the Second Amendment? Oh, of course, I was asked, would you have a gun? No. No. But if I did, well, of course, I live alone, so I wouldn't have to worry about it getting in the wrong hands of children or someone who needs to have psychological evaluation. But I would have to say no. Mm-mm. So on November 8th, darlings, you have that decision to make. What's it going to be? You know, Amatica is a great, great, great consortium of freedom. Let freedom ring. You could go, where? In Saudi Arabia, women are not even allowed to leave the house without having someone go with them. They can't assert themselves. And you pick up the paper and you read about the atrocities that are going on all over the world. We women are powerful. Behind, alongside of every man, there's a powerful woman. You really don't think so? Then I've often wondered, why do the kings of Saudi Arabia need 15 wives? Are they so insecure? You know, men, you have a lot of growing up to do. Of course, now, I'm not going to get into their history because they've been living this 6,000-7,000 of years. How can you expect to change it overnight? But where else in the globe can you go on November 8th and have the freedom to choose your next president? I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. Do I have a preference of the two? I told you I dislike them all equally. I'm not even going to answer that. But what I am going to say to you again, you need to vote. Now, you won't hear my voice until Tuesday, November 8th at 11:30. And I want all of you to call in and say, yes, Kathy, I did vote. I don't know about the Second Amendment. We'll talk about that again. No, I am rephrasing you. I'm phrasing you. So let's just put the Second Amendment sidebar. Take time to evaluate. Oh, the commercials are just awful. I just turn it off. I don't listen to their bashing of each other and childish, immature. They're not statesmen. Neither one of them are statesmen. I don't think we've ever had a statesman as a president. What are they going to bring to the table? It's up to you to decide. What do you want for your country? Do you want, and you have this opportunity, on November 8th, let your voice be heard. Until then, au revoir.